We've also had the opportunity to work with Commissioner Florio as his duties turn, and we ask for your support on both nominations. California will be lucky to get them both.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Michael Richard with AARP California. We are really pleased to support both Commissioner Florio and Commissioner Sandoval on behalf of our 3.1 million members. We're looking forward to the work they do to protect ratepayers. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Sam Nzunza. I'm a managing director for Loop Capital Markets, and I'm here to provide our support for both commissioners. And one of the examples that I want to give, it's very, very short, but both commissioners have supported the implementation and the policies behind GO 156, which includes it deals with purchasing from disabled veterans, women, and minority-owned businesses. And an excellent example of those types of programs, we just did a bond deal in the last 30 days.
You've got to make it quick here.
15 seconds.
Go ahead.
We did a $500 million bond deal, and it was the lowest coupon rate in the history of taxable bonds. And this was led by a Meeby Weeby firm, and we strongly support both commissioners. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Senators. My name is Jack Hawks. I'm the Executive Director of the California Water Association. This is the group that comprises the water utilities regulated by the CPUC. We are clearly in strong support of their confirmation. For those of us who deal with the PUC almost on a daily basis, I can assure you they both gave new meaning to the phrase hit the ground running when they joined the commission. And from a water perspective, very important up here in Sacramento, these two commissioners have taken an aggressive and enthusiastic interest in water issues. We couldn't be more delighted that Commissioner Sandoval is the water commissioner. Commissioner Florio is very active in several water proceedings, and we urge their confirmation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Ruben Gonzalez. I'm a senior vice president with the Morello Group, one of the largest Latino-owned, privately held portfolio companies headquartered in California. 20 companies across 10 different industries employing over 6,000 Californians. We wholeheartedly support the confirmation of Commissioner Sandoval. In the last year, we have gotten the chance to work with her very closely. And in addition to her obvious intellect and experience, we found that she brings a real humanity, which is hard to find often in regulatory bodies. Making it more accessible and more successful. So we urge your support.
Well,
thank you.
Well said. Thank you.
Mr. President, members of the committee, my name is Arthur Halbenstock. I'm Vice President of Regulatory Affairs for Bright Source Energy. We're a large-scale renewable power company. We're a solar power tower, a solar thermal company, and we're very excited to be building the Ivanpah project in California with 1,000 union workers who are building this project on time and on budget, and will be serving California
and
very shortly.
And you're in favor of the commission?
We are very much. We are very much, even though neither of them had anything to do with it, we are very much in favor of both of the commissioners. It's been my great and good pleasure to work with Commissioner Florio for many years. Nobody knows the energy system better, and it's hard to imagine a public servant who would serve with greater honesty and integrity and forthrightness than this, although I know that Commissioner Sandoval is equally well qualified. In addition to her tremendous expertise in telecommunications, her knowledge of the energy system was formed in the crucible of the energy crisis. In her short time in the commission, she's shown her great interest and tremendous skill in working through these issues, and we're very pleased to see both of them nominated and hope that you will confirm both of them. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and committee members. I'm Nancy Sarenda, founder of the Spanish Language Academy, and also board member, Sacramento Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, enthusiastically supporting both candidates, and very delighted that Ms. Sandoval, whom I've known for a number of years, will be increasing awareness and focus on California's 40% population who speak languages other than English.
Very good. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Senator and members of the committee. My name is Jose Perez, and I'm with the Latino Journal. Last week, we had a wonderful reception. Thank you for attending, Senator. And we have known Commissioner Sandoval and Commissioner Florio now for quite a healthy time to tell you that these two folks will be champions of inclusion, human inclusion, in the utility industry, which is really key because it offers so many jobs and so many business opportunities. And so we're very proud of the fact that they both have been nominated and that they're being considered by this committee. And on behalf of the Latino Journal and the Latin Business Association, we urge your confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Perez. Lynch, former commissioner.
Good afternoon, Welcome. Mr. Chair and members of the Senate Rules Committee. My name is Loretta Lynch, and I'm the former president of the California PUC.
Excuse me, president.
Thank you. And I have known Commissioner Sandoval and Commissioner Florio for years, and I am here to support their nominations for commissioner to the Public Utilities Commission. They are both exceptionally well qualified, but more than that, they will be here to help restore a focus on protecting the consumer and California businesses at this commission. And even more than that, they are both a breath of fresh air to what has recently been a very closed and non-transparent commission, and I am sure they both have the skill and the will to make the commission do it the people's business.
Very good. Thank you very much. Welcome back.
Thank you, members of the Senate Rules Committee. My name is Mark Toney, Executive Director of TURN, the Utility Reform Network, and we're here to support the confirmations both of Commissioners Florio and Sandoval. We really appreciate the leadership of Commissioner Sandoval in the proceeding to investigate the impact on California ratepayers of the AT&T merger proposal. Commissioner Florio, working with him for 3 years at TURN, I appreciate from him that it's important not just to be right, but to be able to talk to other people and come up with solutions that present consensus solutions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Toney.
Good afternoon, Senators, and particular greetings to my Senator, Elaine Alquist. My name is Teresa Alvarado. I serve on a number of boards, including HOPE and the Greenbelt Alliance, both of whom have submitted letters in support of Commissioner Sandoval's nomination. Over the past year, I've heard her speak on a number of occasions in both Northern and Southern California, and she continues to impress me at her accessibility, the due diligence she takes to understand these complex issues, and her willingness to really listen to people from all walks of life in all parts of the state. She really takes her responsibility to serve the people of California very seriously. We are very fortunate to have a person of her integrity and competence in her position, and I urge your confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, members, Jesus Arredondo, Advantage Consulting, on behalf of the Western Power Trading Forum's nearly 70 member companies, here in support of Commissioner Florio's appointment. We believe he'll be a tremendous asset to the commission, and we urge your support of his confirmation. Thank you very much.
Thank you for testifying.
Members of the committee, my name is Alan Hammond. I'm here to support the confirmation of Catherine Sandoval and also Commissioner Florio. In particular, she's a stellar intellect. She cares about California. She does her work. She's very diligent. We think she's brilliant. We do, at Santa Clara University. And if there was any doubt about that, I'm sure it was made quite evident today, the range and the scope of her intellect. So we support her wholeheartedly.
Well said. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the Rules Committee. My name is Sam King, General Counsel for the Green Line Institute. The Green Line Institute leads a multi-ethnic coalition stretching from San Diego, Sacramento, composed of multi-ethnic businesses, business organizations, community organizations, as well as churches. And we proudly and unequivocally support the historic appointments of both Commissioners Catherine Sandoval and Michael Florio. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, members, John White with the Center for Energy Efficiency and Renewable Technologies. We strongly support the confirmation of Commissioner Sandoval and Commissioner Florio. As reflected in the discussion today, they bring different experiences to the table. I served with Mike some years ago on the ISO Board of Governors back in the difficult days of the electric crisis, and he's very knowledgeable. He's also, as you can see, very funny and good-natured. Even when in disagreement, he always listens. Commissioner Sandoval has brought a very valuable business perspective to the commission, and actually I think the fact that both have articulated somewhat different responses on some difficult questions is actually a sign of strength. and a sign that the commission is going to be well-served by the breadth of their talents and the depth of their experience.
It is a sign of strength, but I still I still want to understand, the public wants to understand, when a renewable project is too expensive, well, or when it's not.
Senator, I'd be happy to discuss that. Well, let me just say that it comes down to the question
occasion.
of cost versus value.
Well, my people call your people.
And they could do lunch. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is my name is Jan Smutney Jones. I'm the executive director of the Independent Energy Producers Association. We represent about 26,000 megawatts of generation here in California, a lot of that renewable. Commissioner Sandoval, I'm sorry, slow down, fine. I was just trying to hurry things along. Commissioner Sandoval obviously comes with a great resume, and we have been watching her and interacting with her over the past year, and has done a very good job with respect to energy-related issues. We obviously don't do a lot of telecom in the business I'm in. Commissioner Florio, we have known each other for well over 20 years. We've interacted and worked at the PUC. We both served on the California ISO together and the Power Exchange together. I've always found him, not only was he the best consumer lawyer in this country, but also a very thoughtful person of those different boards, and he's I think has turned into an excellent PUC commissioner. If nothing else, his suits now match, and his the hems of his trousers actually now touch his shoes. So, for the sake of California fashion alone, please confirm it.
Confirm. That's the line of the hearing. There we go. Thank you.
Honorable members, my name is Joe Como, and I'm the acting director for the Division of Ratepayer Advocates at the California Public Utilities Commission. I'm here to support both of these people. I'll echo what someone else said. Commissioner Sandoval is brilliant, and both of these people are brilliant. I think they have the right temperament. They're both smart, and they both have a good heart. And I think that they both bring a unique consumer advocate position to the commission, even though they may differ somewhat at times. I've only had a chance to interact with Commissioner Sandoval for a short time, but I appreciate her consumer bent, especially for low-income advocate low-income customers, which I think that is a necessary component for the commission these days. I've worked with Commissioner Florio for a number of years. Not as many as Jan Smutney Jones, but I have had the opportunity to work with Mike and find him to be just basically the gold standard for me in terms of a consumer advocate that could be appointed to the commission. So I heartily recommend that you go with them. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Emily Pappas here on behalf of NextEra Energy Resources in support of both commissioners today for the same reasons already been mentioned.
Thank you, Ms. Pappas.
Mr. Chair and members, Aaron Nimala representing the Energy Efficiency Council and also Large Scale Solar. Both of these entities are in support of both commissioners. We appreciate their thoughtfulness, and the Energy Efficiency Council particularly appreciates the efficiency agenda they've so aggressively moved forward. As Large Scale Solar supports Ms. Sandoval's commitment to transmission and connect and conversations about interconnection, and we look forward to working with Commissioner Florio on some of the cost and value issues. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Good afternoon. Erica Morehouse with Environmental Defense Fund in support of both Commissioners Florio and Sandoval. And thank you both for the valuable contributions that you'll make, and we look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Yes. Chair Member Cesar Diaz on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council, also in strong support of these two commissioners. They have definitely hit the ground running. Our members are very thankful for some of the projects that have been approved, put a lot of people back to work, put California at the forefront of renewable energy generation, and we urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair members, Christopher Mertens on behalf of Bloom Energy in support of both commissioners, and we look forward to working with them in the future.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Hillary Ross on behalf of Sunren, and we're in strong support of both commissioners.
Thank you very much.
Crystal Mollenkamp on behalf of Sonoma County Water Agency in strong support of both commissioners. We respectfully urge their confirmation.
Thank you.
Chairman, members, Rachel O'Brien on behalf of the Union of Concerned Scientists. Very appreciative of the breadth of experience and knowledge that these two are going to be bringing, and urge the confirmation of both of the commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Beth Olasso on behalf of the Agricultural Energy Consumers Association and the South San Joaquin Irrigation District in strong support of both commissioners and urge their confirmation.
Thank you.
My name is Art Frias, president of the Utility Workers Union, representing about 4,500 employees of Southern California Gas Company, who the vast majority are first responders. I'm here to urge you to appoint both Mr. Florio and Ms. Sandoval. Our full support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ignacio Hernandez on behalf of the Consumer, on behalf of the Consumer Federation of California. I want to thank the committee for the very thorough debate today, and I think the responses by both Commissioner Sandoval and Florio really underscore the talent that we have here on the PUC, and we urge your confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Alex Rooker with the Communication Workers of America. I am so happy. This is a great day for both of these commissioners. On behalf of the Communication Workers of America and our International Vice President Jim Weikamp, we can't say enough about Commissioner Sandoval, and I think it's important that we recognize her extraordinary ability to handle complex and sensitive issues that are only matched by the integrity that she brings to everything that she does. And like Senator De Leon said, Commissioner Florio's no slouch either. And Senator Steinberg, I realize that I need to have more unconditional trust in you every day.
Why is that? That's very kind. Well, let's talk more about me. Can we? Thank you, Alex. Are there witnesses in opposition to the nominees? If not, I'm going to ask Senator Ahlquist to make a motion.
Thank you. As Ms. Sandoval's state senator in her workplace, it is with pride and pleasure for both nominees that I move the nomination of Catherine Sandoval and Michael Florio.
Thank you. It was a long hearing, but it was an outstanding hearing. I feel like I got to know you both better through this public process, and I think we're very fortunate to have you both on the PUC. The intellect, heart, and hard work, I mean, those are potent combinations, and you both have them. Please call the roll.
Senators Ahlquist?
Aye.
Ahlquist, aye. De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
Note the bipartisan nature of the vote here, too. Some minor ministerial business. If you want to not leave, just stay. You can sit at the table. We can, after the hearing, we can take pictures and say hello. Right here. Here it is. Okay, are there any issues regarding items 2 through 4? Nope. If not, I will take a motion by Senator Dutton. Items 2 through 4, we're good? Okay, we'll substitute without objection the unanimous roll call from the previous item. We do have an executive session. You're supposed to clear the room.
Is there a...
What's that?
Just vote on it.
We're just voting on it. The regular session, we'd like everybody to plug their ears, please.